Sorry, I'm having audio issues. Just a second. Okay, I think Martina, can you say something so I can? No, I'm not hearing you. I assume that's just me.
I'm not hearing, no, I'm not hearing Martina either.
Okay.
I
And
can hear you, Owen.
and
I
I
don't
was thinking it
hear
was
Martina.
mine. Martina, you're having audio issues.
I switched from one speaker to another and I couldn't hear anything.
Okay, no problem. Thanks, Martina. Let me just check. I'm just finding the agenda. Fantastic today. Sorry, I've lost the agenda. Okay, so, yeah, I think housekeeping. The next meeting, which would be in December, is cancelled due to the holidays. So we'll meet again on the 21st of January. This meeting, I hope, will be short. Now we're going. I'm just going to give a development update and then introduce the UAT for GoKB search integration. And then, if people would like, they could spend some time actually starting UAT. While you have some time left on this call, or if you have other things to do with your day, obviously that's fine as well. I can stay online for an hour if people want to start on UAT on and share any immediate feedback here. So let's start with the development update. So I think really there's not a huge amount to say around the local KB development apart from the GoKB work that we've been doing, which we'll I can talk about in the UAT. We have been working on some work for Sunflower and Ramsons CSPs, so service patches to backport some fixes that we're making in Trillium related to all our modules, including agreements and licenses, that are not about functionality but about stability of the modules. While obviously you should see the benefits of those once they're available in your installations, they aren't going to change any of the functionality available to you. But that's been taking up quite a bit of time. Yeah, I think that's probably well, I will just point out we have started making some changes just to the layout of some of the pages in the local KB. I will just show you this. If I find a package in the local KB, then we've made a change to the layout here. We are going to make some more changes. We discussed a few weeks ago, I think at the last meeting, the layout of the IDs and using an MCL or tabular layout for those instead of this. That's not done yet, and it's on my to-do list to work with Jill on those designs. I think we discussed it last time. I need to look at the inventory layout so that we can try and be as consistent as possible across the modules with that. So there's some work for me to do there. But what we have done in the meantime is we have done a slight reorganization of this area up here, of the data up here. We've brought together all of the information around the data source for the package into a single line, and we've added in what's called the source title count. So this tells you how many titles the source, in this case GoKB, states are in the package. And so you can compare that with the number of e-resources in the package to know if we are getting all of the data from GoKB. So in this case, you can see actually there are zero here and there's one here. So we haven't got all the data, but that is explained in this case because the synchronization status is disabled. So we're not actually synchronizing this package at the moment. If I look at so if I look at a package where it is enabled, then we've got 101 here and we've got 101 here. So we know that the number of titles that GoKB tell us should be in this package is the number of titles we're seeing in Folio. So it's a way of visually checking that the at least at a top level that we are getting all of the source data title data from all of the titles are coming through. And obviously if you notice discrepancies there, then that means there's something to be investigated as to why that's not we're not getting all the data through. And at least at a first thing, you could obviously try resynchronizing the package. That would be something to do. But there may be a reason why it's not coming through. You may be able to find that in the logs, or you may be able to report it to your hosting provider for investigation. So that is probably an important change. I would like eventually to have a filter where you could filter for situations where the source title count and the number of sources we have in titles we have in the local KB are different, something like that. I think that will be a bit more work because this number here is not a stored number at the moment. It's calculated when we display the package. So there would be some work to do to make that effective, but I think that that's something I'd like to do in the future is to have a it, and then you'd obviously be able to actually do searches for any situations where those two things weren't the same, which I think is the type of thing we've talked about before in terms of like troubleshooting, knowing that there are say packages that are part of an agreement where the numbers are not the same might be an important kind of accuracy checking or data checking that you'd like to do. And that obviously is a lot more just checking through that process is a lot, it would be a lot simpler than having to dig through logs to see in the last time it synchronized, were there any errors for any packages? This would give you an immediate kind of notification that there was a difference. That obviously isn't there yet, but it is where I'd like to take that eventually. Okay. I think that's probably everything outside the GoKB integration relevant to the local KB work. Are there any questions? Okay, in that case, I'll introduce the UAT work. Just need to find the right page. Maybe it's not in here. So this is the UAT page. So the UAT will take place on the Snapshot and Snapshot 2 environments. That does mean, as you know, they reset every day. So it won't maintain data over multiple days. I don't think any of the testing here would require you to have multiple days. But in case the but just be aware that you can't do that. Obviously, if you hit issues with that, then let me know. We could look at alternatives, but certainly the easiest way of going right now is to do it on the Folio snapshot environments. Now, why is this not? This is not published my latest changes. Let me okay. Still not everything I'm expecting. I'm looking at the wrong. I've shared the wrong page. I'm sorry. This one. Right. Right. Okay, here's the right page. Okay. So, this is the correct page. Apologies about that. So you can use, I mean, you can use the DQ admin login, but the ERM admin login, which is just ERM admin username and password, can be used for this. That should give you all the permissions you need. I've linked to the two features here if you want to read the feature descriptions, but I'll show you what we're talking about. There's a spreadsheet for feedback, and let me just open that in a different window. So, the feedback spreadsheet, you put in a description of the task you're doing here. We'll come to the tasks in a minute. Your name, and then, if you're reporting an issue, then you can either mark it a success. So if it was fine, you could just mark it a success. If there was some problem, you can decide whether you think the problem is documentation, it's not well enough documented, whether there's an enhancement, you think it worked okay, but there are things that you'd like it to do more or differently or better. So that would be an enhancement. That it failed in some way, you couldn't complete the test, or that it doesn't behave as you expected. So specification is where you think it kind of does what the test says it should do, but it's not what you'd expect. So that in that case, the specification we wrote was not in line with what you were hoping it would do. So obviously, if you're not sure which to pick, you can pick failure. That's fine. You don't need to worry too much, but it does help us understand if you think it's not failed necessarily, but that you're asking for something to be better or to different to how we describe it, or just that you need documentation, you can let us know. So you choose one of these, and then any feedback you have in this column, and this final column, these final columns are for me to complete, really. If you know there's an existing Jira, you can link it in this column, but these are for me to fill in. So essentially, I'll read through feedback as it comes in. I'll make comments here and any actions. And if that action includes creating a Jira ticket, I'll add the Jira ticket as a link in here. Typically, during UATs, as you might expect, if there's a problem, we might have it reported multiple times. So obviously, once I've understood what that issue is, then I'll create a Jira ticket, and then I'll link that to any of the lines that are reporting the same thing. So you don't need to worry about reporting something if it's already been reported. You're welcome to. And I'll just link them all together as I review the feedback. So I've suggested that we start this today, and it runs in for 2 weeks, so until the 10th. Obviously, I'll look at the feedback as it comes in, so we might react to it quicker than that, especially if it's a bug. I have uploaded a demonstration, so you can see this demonstration if you want. So there's a video there that demonstrates the basic use of the functionality. And then at the bottom here, the instructions are to carry out one of the tasks, and I'll show you the tasks in a minute, and then fill out a row in the spreadsheet. So that's the basic thing. As we haven't got any known issues at the moment, but as I log known issues and say they're related to this UAT, this will be a live query to Jira. So this will update as we add Jira tickets. So you can easily check what are the issues that we already know about, whether they've been fixed or not. In case you're wondering. So the tasks are on a wiki page. There are kind of three sections. One is about searching for titles in GoKB from within agreements. Then there's some stuff about synchronizing packages. And then there's some stuff about using titles from GoKB to add to an agreement. So these get kind of more complicated as you go down. So one is the simplest, 3.2 is the most involved. A couple of them, too. This one, sorry, this one, 2.1, might be required before doing some other tests. And 2.1 and 3.2, they both rely on you eventually synchronizing a package from GoKB, which is a time kind of dependent thing. So we run the synchronization every hour automatically, and there's some other tasks that have to run as well, which run every half hour. Especially 3.2, there are a couple of places where you kind of have to wait for something to happen. It is possible to shortcut some of that, not all of it, but the GoKB synchronization to get it to resynchronize. You can let me know, and I will trigger manually a short a synchronization immediately. Otherwise, you have to kind of wait for the next one to run automatically, which will happen within an hour because that happens once an hour. But if you want to get that done quicker, as long as I'm online, I can trigger that for you. It is possible for you to trigger it as well if you know how, but I decided in the end it was simpler for to just offer to be available to do that for you. So please do ask, and it says, I think here, if you want me to do that, just mention me in the Folio ERM team channel, asking me to do that, and mention whether you're on Snapshot or Snapshot 2, obviously, so I know, and I can trigger that immediately for you. That this is referenced a couple of times, but in this example, you can see that. So feel free to ask me if you need that to happen. And these tasks are meant to exercise all of the functionality. So if you were to carry out all of these tasks, then I think you would have tried all of the functionality that we've added with this work. But so if you do one of these tasks, so obviously, if I do, so search for titles in GoKB agreement from within agreements. So this task like says log into Snapshot, go to agreements, select GoKB, and do some searching. It doesn't like dictate what search you should do. So, here's an example where, a lot of you could do this test and give different feedback, and that's fine. If I do this, so if I go to agreements, I go to GoKB, I can see like what search options I have, what filters I have, and I can do a search for something. So let's search for libraries and find the results and view the results. And these instructions kind of talk me through that, and I might then fill out a piece of feedback. So I'm doing task one at 1.1, 1.1. And if I'm happy, that's all I need to do. But I could also say, would have liked a filter for publisher to be available. Whatever it is that I think. And then I can respond to it when I read that. And I could decide, well, actually, I'm requesting an enhancement. That's fine. However, don't feel that you can only do these tasks. If you think of a different thing that you want to do, or it doesn't seem to quite fit into one of these things that I've listed, you can just add it and describe what you're doing. So, try to search for a deleted package and just fill it in. Giving as much detail as you can. So, absolutely don't feel you have to stick to the tasks that I've listed. I've just tried to make sure that we go through all of the functionality, but you might have other ideas of things that you'd like to do, and that's fine. So, I think That's all I have to say. Are there any questions or anything that people would like me to show them right now, so they have an eye, so you have an idea of how this works, or if not, then we can you can take some time, half an hour now, either back for your day or to do some testing, and I'm happy to stay on this Zoom while people do that. Okay. I obviously our intention is to release this functionality with Trillium. I know that everybody's busy, and we just appreciate any time you can give to doing any testing on this, even if it's very quick and just very quick thoughts. It's worth doing because this is our opportunity to make changes before we do that release, which will happen sometime after Christmas. So please do take advantage of that, because obviously otherwise you'll be stuck with a particular kind of behavior for another release, and this might be of a chance to improve that. Obviously, happy to take that feedback at any time, and you may decide you don't have time right now, but if you do have even 10 minutes, do one of the tasks and give feedback, and we can take that on board and see if we can make any changes or add it to future developments, so that we get that feedback as early as possible. That's it. Hey, well, have a good day, everybody. If you're staying here to test now, I'll stay on this call. Feel free to just open your mic or add to the chat, if you're doing any testing now. If you all leave, I'll assume you've gone away, and you can get me on the develop on the Folio ERM team channel. That's fine.